Hello, everyone. This reflection is based on the Alleluia portion of the Mass from Wednesday, October 18th, 2023. The verse is John chapter 15, verse 16, found at the link given in the written portion of this reflection, titled The Vine of John and Jesus, taken from the New Revised Catholic Version of the Bible. The verse reads as follows. Jesus says, quote, "You did not choose me, but I chose you. And I appointed you to go and bear fruit, fruit that will last, so that the Father will give you whatever you ask him in my name." This is the focus reading of this reflection. Just before this verse, in verse 15, Jesus tells his disciples that he no longer calls them disciples, but instead he calls them friends. Imagine that. How nice would that be? How nice is it that Jesus calls us his friend? Now, just before these couple of verses, Jesus had been talking about trees, fruit trees, and how the bad branches of the fruit tree shall be cut off and thrown into the fire because those branches did not bear good fruit. For we are known by the fruit that we bear. Then come verses 16 and 17, and they're the big ones. Jesus says, "Go bear good fruit that will last. Go love one another." Those are big words. So the question I have today is, do I bear good fruit? I am ashamed to admit that I have been rotten at times, and at some of those times, I even knew it, and I didn't stop. I was bad. The people around me were bad. The future looked bleak. Why bother trying? I asked myself. And then, somehow, the Holy Spirit crept his way back into my heart. And I'm telling you, mornings were a little bit brighter. The breeze was just a little bit warmer. The people who didn't want to listen became more and more distant. And then my old friend Jesus, he came back around and was more than open to my advances. He welcomed me as if we had never parted. When I allowed him to cultivate me, gently at first, and then more strongly later, the fruit he helped me bear was strong, fresh, and lasting. My friends, I tell you right now, you will see bleakness only when you close yourself off from the Lord. Open your eyes, your ears, your mind, your heart. Open them all to the warm presence of God, and you will always have a true friend. In the words of our Lord Jesus, love one another. your brother in Christ, Hank Provoznik.